Hello friends, a warm friendly greeting is extended to you. This is Harry Benton speaking, and once more it is my pleasure on behalf of the Voice of Melody team to present another program of Times of Refreshing. We trust our selection of gospel recordings and the devotion we share with you from the Bible that it will be a timely message and a spiritual blessing to you all. Recently, I read on a wayside pulpit these arresting words: to live without faith is like driving in a fog. Faith in God is our topic, and today we are going to center our thoughts on the necessity of faith for salvation and how faith is essential for Christian living.
My God can do anything, yes, anything. My God can do anything, yes, anything. He made the earth with all its fullness and all that time shall bring.
My God controls the wind and weather. He sends the sunshine and the rain. He holds this universe together. With love He rules His great domain. He understands each little heartache. He even knows the pain you bear. And He will never get too busy to give an answer to your prayer.
My God can do anything, anything, yes, anything. My God can do anything, yes, anything. He makes the earth with all its fullness, and all that time shall bring.
Friends, the moment you come into contact with the Bible and the Christian gospel, which is so clearly defined in the Word of God, you are faced with a need of exercising faith. Faith is one of the characteristics of the Christian gospel, which sets it apart from all other religious systems. In the Christian gospel, Jesus Christ is presented to us as the only Saviour to a world lost in sin. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19 we read that the whole world lieth in wickedness, or in the wicked one, Satan. Therefore, faith in relation to the Christian gospel is an absolute necessity if we are ever to be accepted by God, become one in His great family, and to have the boundless privilege each day of coming into His presence in worship and in prayer. My dear friends, faith is the door which gives the believing sinner access to God through Jesus Christ. Before we look at the necessity of faith in the born-again believer's life, in his or her walk with their Lord and Saviour, we must first consider the aspect of faith that brings us into the joyful experience of knowing Jesus Christ as our personal Saviour and Lord. The faith we exercise for salvation is not something we already possess, but it is a gift from God. We read in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves." That is, the faith is not of ourselves, but it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Let me remind you here, friends, of what we read in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith in this verse involves two things. One, believing in God, and two, believing God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. The faith that pleases God begins with a recognition of his existence. We must believe that he is. Around us in this vast universe, we have the evidence of God the Creator. Psalm 19 and verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork." Any person in possession of good mental faculties and physical senses, and who has an open mind and a serious desire to know the truth, cannot but see the cause behind the effect in creation. Yes, friends, an all-powerful, all-wise God made our world. So one element of faith that pleases God is our acknowledgement of his being. "He that cometh to God must believe that he is," says the writer of this Hebrew letter. Now faith not only involves believing in God, the acknowledgement of his existence, but also believing God. That is, fully trusting in his dependability to do what is right. Such faith encompasses an acceptance of God's word. Believing what God says in the Bible about the Lord Jesus Christ and placing your implicit trust in him is essential for your salvation. It is the only way to God, the only way to know forgiveness of sin, the only way to escape the condemnation our guilt demands, the only way to heaven and life everlasting. My dear friends, your faith must be placed in Christ alone. Salvation is not a matter of doing your best to live a good life, being regular at church services, saying prayers, being kind to your neighbours, as good as those things may be. No, it is believing what God says in the Bible about his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross to pay the price for your sins, and that he rose from the dead as proof that the price has been fully met. Our prayer is that you will trust him for your salvation. Receive him by faith today. Ask the Lord Jesus to save you, and he will. Remember, without faith, it is impossible to please him.
With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, nevermore to roam.
I was once a sinner, but I came pardon to receive from my Lord. This was freely given, and I found that he always kept his word. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine.
It's mine.
Oh yes, it's mine. And I know by the blood I am made whole.
Continuing our thoughts on the necessity of faith, we find when faith has been exercised for salvation, it launches the born-again believer in Christ on a pathway of Christian living. As a child of God, we step out into a new sphere of living, that is, living by faith. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 38 says, "The just shall live by faith." Then in Hebrews chapter 11, that great faith chapter in the Bible, we have a lengthy listing of men and women, heroes of faith, who were pleasing to God because of their trust in Him. It was faith in God which enabled these Old Testament worthies to go through the varied experiences in their lives. Faith exemplified in their lives must surely be an encouragement for us today, and so help us to live our lives that will be pleasing to our God and Saviour. Friends, when we are saved, we are given a new nature. That new nature is Christ in us. Through faith, we are made partakers of the divine nature. So for us, then, who belong to Christ, the Christian life is to be the outliving of the in-living Christ. In this endeavour, in this spiritual exercise, faith is necessary. As faith has been born in us, we must exercise that faith to the glory of God. And I believe we see this displayed in the life of Enoch, one of those noble heroes of faith recorded in Hebrews chapter 11. Enoch's walk with God was a walk of faith. He believed in God, and he believed God. His walk was a consistent walk. His was a life of faith maintained on a high plane of genuine spirituality. If it were otherwise, he would not have had this testimony that he pleased God. As Enoch walked each day by faith in total obedience to God, his will was conformed to God's will. Each step was taken under the direction of God and in full fellowship with him. Hence, God was able to use him to warn people of his day of impending judgment. We read of this in Jude's epistle, verses 14 and 15. No doubt, the principle of godly conduct in the light of impending judgment, spoken by the Apostle Peter thousands of years after Enoch lived, was operative in Enoch's life. The words Peter spoke are recorded in his second letter, chapter 3, verses 11 and 14. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Friends, the Apostle Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20 that we are ambassadors for Christ. We are his representatives here on earth. It is only as we walk by faith, in obedience to God's will, being conformed to his will, and walking continuously in the Spirit, that we can be effective as his servants in this wicked scene in which we live today. Yes, faith is necessary for godly living.
Has riches unfold.
Another area in our Christian living where faith is necessary is in our prayer life. When we engage in prayer, we must exercise faith. Matthew chapter 21 and verse 22 says, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer believing, ye shall receive." Those words of encouragement were spoken by the Lord Jesus to his disciples. In James chapter 1 and verse 6 we read these words, "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed." Praying in faith is believing in God and believing God. Remembering the words of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, "Without faith it is impossible to please God." We will reflect now for a few moments on another of the heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. This Old Testament character, his name is not mentioned with the 18 whose names are recorded. This godly man who knew the necessity of faith in his prayer life is introduced to us with others in verse 33. This is what we read in verse 33. "Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions." My dear friends, it is Daniel who is referred to in this phrase, "stopped the mouths of lions." Daniel chapter 6 and verse 22. It is an inspiration to read of Daniel's prayer life in the first 6 chapters of the book of Daniel. No matter what the circumstances were, he had to encounter while a captive in Babylon, he made it a matter for prayer. While serving in the courts of King Nebuchadnezzar as one of the king's chief advisors, Daniel arranged his daily program so he could spend time in prayer. In chapter 6 and verse 10 we read that he prayed 3 times a day. When called upon to interpret the royal dreams of the king, recorded in chapter 2, and of the handwriting on the wall which deeply troubled King Belshazzar in chapter 5, Daniel took these matters to God in prayer. Daniel's faith never wavered, for he knew God would answer his prayers. So strong was his faith that Daniel added praise to his prayer. He thanked God for what he was going to do. Friends, a prayer of faith is a prayer that praises God for the answer at the time a person prays it. It does not defer the praise until the answer comes, but faith has the answer and praises the Lord for it. There is one further thought to share with you on why faith is necessary for Christian living. Faith gives us victory. Our faith enables us to be victorious. Daily, we are subject to the onslaughts of the evil one. Satan and his cohorts attack us in so many ways so as to weaken our testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ. For the born-again believer, it is a constant warfare. For this battle, God has made provision. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through to verse 18, we are exhorted to put on the whole armour of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Friends, part of the protective armour is the shield of faith. Verse 16 says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one." When a Roman soldier in the Apostle Paul's time was in combat with an opposing force, he held his shield in front of him. He relied on it for his protection and safety. Today, in the believer's spiritual combat, his faith in God is his shield. Psalm 28 and verse 7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield." In every situation it requires faith if we are to enjoy his protective care. Proverbs 30 and verse 5 says, "He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him." Reading through the list of the faithful in Hebrews chapter 11, many of them owed their trials to the fiery darts of Satan. Some had trial of cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment, is what we read in verse 36. But they triumphed because they held on to the shield of faith. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4 we read, "Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Yes, our faith not only overcomes the world, but also it overcomes the prince of this world. Friends, it is that time now to remind you of our free cassette offer. Today's program has been recorded on cassette and is available free and postpaid upon request. You may obtain your copy by writing to us at this address: Times of Refreshing, Post Office Box 66, Lilydale 31400. It is important when writing that you mention the number of today's program, number 1234. Program number 1234. Our mailing address again is Times of Refreshing, Post Office Box 66, Lilydale 3140. This presentation of Times of Refreshing has been a radio missionary outreach of the Christian Brethren Assemblies of Victoria and is made possible by God's provision through His people. We have enjoyed our time with you today, and till next we meet, this is Harry Benton for the Voice of Melody team, wishing you God's richest blessing. Goodbye for now, and remember, keep looking up.